Hello, I'm Kimberly.
And I'm Caitlin.
Yes, and we are answering the question of
European colonization. That's not really a question.
Well, we're just describing European colonization. Ready, set, go.
For almost 1,000 years, Europeans had mostly remained in one area of the world. At the end of the 15th century, they set out on journeys overseas. Europeans are attracted to Asia for many different reasons. Economical motives loom large in European expansion. The spices, metals, and mapping of the world. Also, spiritual and secular affairs were connected to the journeys and expansion. Many other countries wanted to expand for, you know, those findings and treasures, and also to claim land to make their, you know, empire or power hot, like, I don't know, higher, or have more power, basically. France explored the East Coast, Newfoundland, and a little bit of Southeast America over by Florida and South Carolina. England explored parts of Greenland, Canada, including North Canada, like the Hudson Bay, which is named after the man who went to go explore there, and the Northeast. The Netherlands explored, looks like Massachusetts. Spain explored a huge deal. The Caribbean, Mexico, South America. They traveled down South America and over to the Spice Islands, like Goa in the Philippines and Southeast Asia, Africa, and then they traveled back up to Spain, and then Portugal also traveled very much around South America, Africa, down by South Africa and Cape Cod, up by Madagascar and into India. Yeah, that's basically it. That's where they went.
I got it!